Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And on today's podcast, we are chatting. It's a business podcast, and it's also Love Day. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, dude.
So in today's podcast, we are talking about love, but from a business aspect. And we're talking about the whole concept of loving what you do, like so much, you love it so much, but you are not loving your clients or loving your business the way you're supposed to. And this is a huge thing that we see, especially in our industry, because of course we not only certify women as fitness and nutrition coaches, but we also have business programs where we help you build amazing businesses. And we see the passion in women who are so amazing at what they do, and they love fitness and they love nutrition and they love helping people transform their health and their minds and their bodies. But they get so stuck in the actual, like, learning about what they do, they don't realize that, whoa, I've got to go get clients. And I've got to love my business, the business side of it, at the same level if I want to be able to do this for a living. So there's kind of a disconnect, and it becomes this kind of mindset thing where, like, I even had a conversation the other day with one of our students, and she was like, you know, it's just so hard for me because I'm not a business person. And I'm like, you need to stop saying that.
Get that out of your brain.
It's these limiting beliefs that we put on ourselves from the jump saying, I'm not a salesperson. And I've done it. I've said that before too. Like, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a business person. I'm not a marketer. I'm a fitness instructor. No, that's a mindset you have to get out of, because you've got to love what you do and love it so much that you have to share it with the world. And the way to share it with the world is through growing your business, right?
Yeah. No, totally. I agree with you 100%. I think so many people get caught up in the passion of like, well, I love this so much that like everybody else is going to love it too. And they're not actually listening to the market. They're not actually paying attention to like what the market is saying to them, what their people are saying to them, what their ideal clients, or they're not even like putting in the energy to figure out what their ideal clients are asking or wanting and needing.
Completely. It becomes, I think, you know, like let's give an example of that. So just even saying that, like, give an example of what that would look like. So it's like, well, what do you mean? Like my passion is anxiety for dogs, which we always talk about. This is our internal example when we're talking about business ideas. We're like, if my passion is anxiety for dogs.
We use this as an example every single time, and I can't believe we're talking about this publicly. It's just like, that's our like go-to example when we're having conversations, her and I.
Because we always talk about like, there's a very specific niche. Who would even care about that?
Of course, it is. It's so niche.
Would it be a program that people would actually pay for? Not that we're going to run a program about anxiety for dogs, but we just are using it as an example.
It's our very clear example of a niche. No, like, for example, too, like in, I have a friend of mine who, you know, for many years was like hosting concerts. Okay. And like, he wasn't listening to the market. He was hosting concerts and like, he would do all of these like underground, like I call them nerd rappers, and like all of these shows that like were super underground, super low key, really cool. But then he would pay X amount, say $10,000 for a show, and he'd have 50 people show up. So then essentially his ticket to go see that artist that he was so passionate about would cost him like $8,000 or something crazy, right? Because it's like, that's the difference in his ROI. So he would always be losing money because he wasn't listening to his market.
He could have just gone and bought a ticket to go see the show for $50.
Exactly. Or he could have also, you know, surveyed people or asked the question at a concert, like be like, oh, like, you know, or even like on his social media and be like, I'm doing this show. How do people, like, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you guys think? Like, to at least feel for it rather than just going, I don't care. This is what I want. Like, this is what I want. I think it's cool. I think it's next level. I want to do this. So it's the same thing in any business, though. You have to be thinking about, I'm super passionate about this, but are other people just as passionate? Do they need it? And I need to ask them. I need to know that they actually need this. Like, you have to have a clear response from your people. Sorry, go on.
No, sorry. And that, like, I just want to add to that, like, that doesn't mean that you need to suddenly, like, just say you are a group fitness instructor and you absolutely love teaching boot camps, right? Like, it's your thing, it's your style. And now suddenly you're like, boot camps maybe aren't as popular as they used to be. And you're feeling like, okay, well, now do I have to go and teach Zumba because that's more popular? No, you don't need to change your whole thing, but you need to change the way that you might be approaching it. You might be packaging it. You might be, you know, the way that your wording is in your marketing. So it's about...
Or, sorry to interrupt you, but or also changing your expectations of the outcome.
Yeah,
like changing your expectations of the outcome in terms of, like, you know, or if you were normally renting out like a stadium field and you had 100 people come, but now you're only having 20 people come, find a new venue so that you can still host the same classes, you can still do the same things, but you're reducing your costs so then you can still deliver.
Well, I always like to use like boot camp for an example, because we when we started our business, boot camp was just booming. So we got in at a time where there was very few competitors. And even as competitors started to grow, there wasn't very many strong brands. So yeah, we spent a lot of time really focusing from the jump on building our brand, our yellow, our Fit Chicks, Chick Power. It was for women of all levels, all abilities. We made sure it was challenging but inclusive. Like, it was very clear when people were coming to us versus John's boot camp, the experience they were going to get. So that helped us grow and also gave us sustainability over a long period of time. But that being said, boot camp over the years has, you know, the trend where it was at 8 years ago, even 5 years ago, it's not there anymore. However,
just like all fitness trends.
But however, the workouts, so our boot camp was always high intensity interval training, right? So now even... still this year, again, on the top 10 trends for 2019 by the Academy of Sports Medicine, on there on the top of the list is group training and high intensity interval training. Mm-hmm. So that's something, whereas maybe you were packaging your thing as a boot camp all the time, you're still going to do the same workouts, you're still going to teach what you're passionate about, but you're going to package it now as high intensity interval training. This is a high intensity interval training program. This is a group training program, because we're seeing people still want that, but it's just about shifting it. So I know when, like, even for us, I loved teaching boot camp, but if I wasn't able to let go of the attachment to boot camp and be able to repackage it, I'm still teaching the same workouts. They're high intensity interval workouts for all levels, for all women, for all inclusiveness. But this way you keep it current, right? So mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest fears though, because people are like, well, I've been training for years in, let's say, like yoga, and now the big thing is Pilates. And it's like, no, you don't need to suddenly become a Pilates instructor as well. Because we see this all the time where instructors get into like certification, like course collection.
Certification, yeah.
They're just like, okay, but I need to know this. And if I just
I need to be Zumba, I need to be this. I need to
And if I just do yoga, one more certification, then I'll love my business more. Then I'll be more successful. No, you need to start to learn your business and you need to start to find what you're passionate about. You don't have to change that, but package it in a way that people are going to respond to and the market wants. So like right now, keto, right, is the really big thing when it comes to diets. Mm-hmm. Years ago, it was paleo. You know, before that,
it was Atkins.
Atkins. You know, are these diets
to try to make a comeback?
Totally. But are these diets really any different? They are when you get to the actual dietary strategies that they stand for. But if you look now at keto that people are promoting now is not real keto. Real keto is like 80% fat, 15% protein, and 5% carbohydrates. Carbs. That is an insane skewed ratio, right? And it works for people, especially if you have different health issues like epilepsy, a lot, like it's worked for things like MS, all of these things that have to do with brain health. And also one of the side effects, of course, you burn fat really fast. But people don't want to do the real keto. So now there's this new modified keto, which actually looks like paleo, which paleo started to look like Atkins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like people are just still selling.
They're morphing.
The same things, but they're just packaging it in a way that is more current to the market, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that's where, when we're talking about loving your business, loving what you do, but also loving the business side of it, you've got to start to be aware of how to market yourself, how to package, how to talk to your ideal clients, how to shift in a way that makes you current. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, you know, it comes from education and it comes from support, which we have at Fitchix Academy. So shameless self-plug, make sure you're joining our free Facebook group that we have it's called Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Business. If you search it, I don't know the exact link right now, but it'll be with this on the bio with this. or on the blog page.
But if you go on FitChicks, I mean, if you go on Facebook and you just search FitChicks Academy, build your online fitness biz, you'll be able to find it. It'll pop up.
So we're in there all the time talking about this kind of stuff. We also have our Create and Launch Your Own online program, which is a business program that we have starting next week, which is crazy. So if you want to get on the wait list, email us at info@fitchicks.ca. But these are the skill sets, and this is something we're both really passionate about because we see so many amazing fitness coaches, nutrition coaches, health coaches who are so good at what they do. They love what they do, but they don't know how to translate that love and that passion into something that's current, into something that relates to the market, into something that they can actually build as a business to sustain themselves for the long haul. So we want to make sure you know how to do this stuff.
Yeah. You need to just get those skills in check alongside with your passion skills.
I can't believe that how much things have morphed, even though just saying that, even like about the keto, like it's funny because it's like the same, like I remember when like the whole eat real food like came out, like it was this new like clean eating. I'm like, it's talking just about focusing on drinking water, eating vegetables. You know what I mean? Eating good quality real food. Like,
Not
it was like this whole foods. New, oh my God.
There's a million books about it. Clean eating books.
Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap this up. So let us know. Of course, please leave us a review for this podcast. If you're on iTunes, if you're on Stitcher, I think it is, Google Play, please leave us a review because, of course, it helps us reach more people. And also, if there's anything you want us to focus on, whether it be on our business podcast or on our regular Fit Chicks where we talk about fitness, nutrition, wellness, we have a lot of great experts on as well. Just hit us up on Facebook at Fit Chicks Academy. Or again, via email info@fitchicks.ca and let us know because we definitely will add it into the rotational.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.